guess when I first got a hold of these recordings many, many years after the fact, and I have to give my thanks to Earl Sheeler for having dubbed these from the originals, because the Bryants were moving to Texas, and he realized that they were very valuable and that I would treasure them, and I do. So when I first heard these after many years, I was astonished at how wonderful Erickson sounded. I knew he was a good player, but I didn't know he was that good. And he had two manners of playing. One was when a bass player is present in the group, he played in one manner, and that was kind of a light Teddy Wilson sort of style. But if there were no bass player present, then he came on like gangbusters with a strong left hand, and that's what's evident on these tapes from the Monkey Inn, that he was trying to be a real rhythm section unto himself, and it's really strong, and it surprises me. My memory wasn't that good on that. He was better than I thought he was, than I remembered him being.
Were there any other bands or venues that he was associated with that you can recall?
He had a varied career. He was resident at the Pier 23 Club for quite a while with his own groups. He had trios there and so on, and Frank Goody was played with him in those trios at times, quite a bit. And that's also where one of the drummers that plays in the Monkey Inn Quartet, a fellow by the name of Jimmy Carter, a New Orleans drummer. Bill Erickson used him. He was resident in San Francisco, a black man, and a very fine New Orleans-style drummer. And he's on some of the hottest of the Monkey Inn items. Well, Bill Erickson, Bill also played as a sideman in various bands, including a later version of the Bearcats. He also doubled on trumpet, and so I was leader at times and used him in later Bearcat organizations on trumpet and or piano. And at one time he was associated with an entertainment trio that consisted of Barbara Dane singing, Dick Oxtot on banjo and singing, and Bill himself on piano, and they played some waterfront club. I've forgotten the name of it. It was not the Pier 23, another one. So he had kind of a varied career, and died prematurely in the mid-1960s.